USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As whistleblower Dr. Rick Bright is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill in front of a Democratic-led House panel, President Trump is dismissing the complaints from the government whistleblower regarding the coronavirus.
Me, I watched this guy for a little while this morning. To me, he's nothing more than a really disgruntled, unhappy person. And I'm not just talking about Alex, because Alex said it strongly, but there are a lot of people that do not like the job he did. I don't know him. I never met him. I don't want to meet him. But I watched him, and he looks like an angry, disgruntled employee.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senator Richard Burr will step aside as the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman while the FBI continues to investigate some stock sales he made before the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Pentagon's released more information on possible close encounters, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Navy releasing more details about some apparent encounters that its jets had with what it calls unidentified aerial phenomena. The release comes after the Pentagon declassified the videos of the three encounters last month. In 2014, a Navy jet reported seeing an unknown aircraft that was the size of a suitcase. It was silver in color. Another encounter also described a very small aircraft. It's led to speculation that they were drones. However, they were unable to determine who was controlling the aircraft, if in fact they were drones.
Netflix is going to release a four-part documentary series later this month about Jeffrey Epstein. The docu-series is called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, and the trailer for it includes shots of Epstein's private Caribbean island. Viewers will be able to stream the special starting May 27th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The NASCAR season resumes its schedule at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. Regan Smith is part of Fox Sports' broadcast team. He will be the only on-track reporter for the broadcast team this week. He joins Fox News and was asked if he has a few butterflies heading into this week's race.
I'm not nervous at all. That's part of my job is to be at the racetrack and is to bring that to the fans and what's happening at the racetrack to the fans. You know, it's been 10 weeks and we're all kind of, we've been at home and wanting to get back out, get back to the racetrack. So to finally get there, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see, at least see some people walking around at a track. Crew guys, drivers getting ready to get into the race cars. And, you know, it's time. I think we've all been wanting this. We've had iRacing for a while. Now we got the real thing back.
Regarding safety protocols, Smith says,
well, we've got a plan to basically keep our social distancing, to do all the things that we need to do. Boom mics will be a big part of that, so nobody has to use any of the same microphones and things like that. So that's something that's been thought out by everybody. I feel like all the right protocols are being taken to keep everybody safe. That's the biggest goal with all this, is to keep everybody safe. We're excited to be back on the racetrack, but we got to do it in a safe way.
The race set for 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time can be heard on many of these same USA Radio stations. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.